welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Hallelujah. So I want to read you a couple of scripture verses where Paul hears about people's faith, because our faith reverberates. Our faith reverberates. It's like when you hit a rock in the water and it has a ripple effect. Our lives will have a ripple effect to those around us. And we could do it in such a beautiful way where God receives the glory and others are encouraged by it, where others are lifted up by it, where they at one point may have been discouraged, but now they have courage because of your faith. Amen? In Philemon 1:5, Paul says to Philemon, I heard about your faith. What part of our lives are being seen, heard, felt, that's traveling to the point where someone says, I heard about your faith? That's encouraging. That's encouraging to know that somebody can hear about our faith and be encouraged. In Colossians 1:4, Paul is writing to the whole church, and the church was moving by faith. And Paul says, I heard about your faith. If we as a church body are moving in faith, so much so that people say, I heard about your faith. When others hear, see, feel, and know our faith, it encourages them from a place of discouragement. It can lift a burden off somebody when we have faith in us and we reach out to someone else. If they're heavy with a burden, we can lift someone else's burden. Amen? We could be a witness and give glory to the Lord and bring light of salvation where there might have been unbelief. There's a world out there that needs us to be a witness. Our faith, our witness of faith, will bring light where there's unbelief. Amen? You know, in Psalm 78, it says that we're to be telling the generations of the praises of the Lord. What of our faith do our children know? What have they heard, seen, felt? What's the ripple effect going out? And again, this is not to be condemning and say, oh, I don't know. Have my kids ever heard me say faith? Make today that gauge and say, Lord, my heart's desire is that my kids will see, hear, feel, and know faith. That my family members will see, hear, feel, and know the faith that we have. Be encouraged today in this message that you can have an assurance of your faith. Amen? We know that the word says out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If we have faith in our heart, this is what's going to come out in our conversations and in our responses. You know, I don't want to fake it. I don't want to have a fake facade. I want to walk in faith. So I know the areas where I might be going, yep, I'm just walking in faith. I just have faith today. And that might be a little fake and phony. So where do I go? I go to the Lord because I want real faith in me. I don't want to have make-believe faith. I don't want to pretend. I want to really have faith in me. So I know the areas where I might have a quarter. And that's all you're going to see is a quarter worth. So I'm going to take that quarter and I'm going to bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, increase this in my life. Yes. I want more. Amen. I need more faith in this area. So that's what I'm asking you today in the Holy Spirit is, what is it that you want to increase your faith in? What area? So be encouraged today. Again, let's go back to Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the assurance. We have assurance in Jesus. We have assurance that he paid the price. What's our assurance of salvation? He gave his life for us, for his church. The word assurance here is full confidence, freedom from doubt, certainty in an area. What area do you want freedom of doubt in? What is it? What's the area you want the Lord to sure up so that you have freedom from doubt? Assurance in his promises. I'm going to read you some scripture verses of where we can have assurance in. Colossians 2:2. Says riches of full assurance of understanding. This verse is saying that when we are at a place where our faith is in who God is and what he has done and what he is doing, that's it, bottom line. God, I know who you are. I know you're doing something. That's what our assurance is. That gives us a sure confidence in our heart. And then when we're called upon to do something, we can go and do it. Amen. Colossians 4:12, our assurance in the will of God. We can have assurance in what God's will is for our life. That's in every area, from what school we're going to, the relationships we'd be in, what jobs we should be doing. We can have assurance in the will of God for us. And I want to read this scripture verse to you. I was so excited when the Lord showed me this. Paul is writing, and he says that this gentleman is wrestling in his prayers on behalf of you, which is the church of Colossians, so that you may stand mature, fully assured in everything that God's will. In everything God's will is, we can have full assurance in our lives. So if you're struggling in an area where you just don't know God's will, say, Lord, I want to stand mature before you and have a full assurance in your will for my life, your will for this situation. We can have confidence in knowing God's will for us and in praying that on someone else. Lord, let them know your will. Lord, reveal your divine will. Let them have an assurance of your divine will, Lord. That's how we can pray, for the assurance of someone else to know God's divine will. And as we pray, the Holy Spirit's activated in their life. Amen? Amen. So we can have assurance of understanding, an assurance of the will of God. In 1 John 5:14, we can have assurance in what we have in him. It says, and this is the assurance that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So do we have assurance when we go into prayer? Do we have assurance when we say, okay, Lord, this is my heart's desire. Lord, what is your will? Well, if you're struggling with what is the will of God, the written word of God is God's will. Amen. So if you don't know how to pray, we find a scripture verse so we can pray the will of God. And then we're confident in that assurance and asking him that as we pray this, he hears our prayers. He hears us. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says we have assurance in speaking the gospel. The scripture verse, when you break it down, says that we have assurance that this gospel, when we speak it, will bring a change into someone's life. If you're at a place where you're witnessing to somebody, where the Lord's leading you, be assured that when you speak the gospel, it's going to bring a change. But we have to do our part. That's the obedience of speaking it. Amen? So it's known to them. Hallelujah? So we have, when we speak the gospel, we can speak it in assurance. Be bold in your testimony. Be bold in your witness. We have an assurance of the gospel, the living gospel, that brings a change. Amen? Hebrews 6:11 says we have an assurance of hope. You know, hope is what gives us the motivation to keep going, is that we have a hope. What are we hoping for? We're hoping for the crown of life in eternity. That's what keeps us going. We have an assurance of hope, church. This isn't our end. We don't just stop here. We have an assurance of a hope in front of us, and that's what should be our motivation every day. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:22, we have full assurance of faith. Our faith in God gives us assurance that when we pray, he hears us, and that when we approach the throne of heaven, we can approach him as our Abba Father. Let's get that assurance in us today, that when we approach him, he hears us. Hebrews 11:13 says, they were assured of the promises. We have promises ahead of us this afternoon, tomorrow. We're assured of the promises that are ahead of us. Amen? They just haven't been attained yet, but they're there. They're waiting for us. We can have an assurance in that. Hallelujah. Faith is the assurance. Amen? 1 John 3:19, assurance in our hearts, says, by this we shall come to know, perceive, recognize, understand that we are of the truth. And we can reassure, quiet, calculate, and pacify our hearts in his presence. This was beautiful to me when I started to read it. And this is how it broke down. This is having the trust that we have God's thoughts about us. We have assurance right here. It says that we are of truth. We are of God. Whose truth? Jesus. We are of Jesus. We don't have to doubt and second guess ourselves. This isn't about ourselves. This is about who Jesus is in us. This is not about what the enemy tries to remind us of. This is about who Jesus is in us. We are of the truth. Be assured of today of who you are in your heart. You are of Jesus. You are of the truth. You hold the power of the Almighty God on the inside of you. So if you're feeling weak in an area, I am assured that I am of the truth. That truth is Jesus. And all that Jesus is in us. Amen. Assurance of faith turns what we are feeling, what we think in our own minds, what the enemy is trying to cause us to think, feel, and remember. That assurance of we are of the truth. Amen? I love that verse. So we have assurance in our hearts that we are of the Lord. I have an acronym for the word assurance. We're going to start with A, affirmation, safety, security, understanding, reliance, audacity, nurturing, courage, and expectation. So for A, affirmation, if you can think of it as a way of an encouragement that we are heading in the right direction, we have an assurance. Remember, we talked about an assurance of God's will. So we have an affirmation that we are heading in the right direction. When we have an assurance of faith, we have a safety from any past, present situation or circumstance. We have safety. So we have affirmation, we have safety. We have security from any future wrongdoing, danger, harm, or failings. We have security when we have our faith assured in Jesus. Understanding of the one whom we trust. Amen? The more we know of him, the more we understand his word and his ways, the more faith is increases in us, right? We said you may be at a place where you've never needed Jesus in the way you need him today. Well, we can have an understanding of him. Amen? It's an assurance. Reliance, not self-dependent, completely confident in the Lord. Amen? That's that 1 John 3:19. The next A is audacity. Have audacity when you're faced by the enemy. Amen. Take your authority and your stand when the enemy wants to hold you from walking to your healing. I wonder what the lepers thought when they turned and started to walk away. I think they had to be audacious in their attitude when they started to walk to the priest. I wonder at what point did their healing manifest? At what point did they take a step and start to get discouraged? Did they take another step and they still weren't healed? Did they have to go all the way to the priest before they were touched? The N is nurturing, because the Lord gives us our provision, spirit, soul, and body. He's our bread, he's our water, and he's our comfort and correction. Think of what a nurturing person does for us and to us. There's times we don't want to be corrected by the Lord in the process we're in, but we need to be. That's where the nurturing comes in. But in that, he also comforts us. Amen? Courage. That's complete boldness, an unshakable declaration. When we go before the Lord in prayer, you know, there's a lot of words out there. The Lord must see and hear all kinds of things taking place. You know, you turn on your phone, you could read devotions, you can, you know, read posts, and oh, that's a nice scripture verse, and oh, that's a nice prayer confession. But that's not your faith speaking out. That's not you going to the Lord and praying. That's someone else's words. Are you taking them in and then praying them and declaring them over you? Or are you just looking at the picture on your phone and going, oh, that's a nice devotion today? Are we reaching out and touching him today? Like that woman, so many were in need. So many had a need that day. And so many were touching him, but were they touching him by faith? No, the one woman did. She reached out and she touched him by faith. E is expectation. Guaranteed outcome. Eyes are fixed, our hope is set. What is our expectation? I am expecting Jesus to move. Are you? I am expecting healing to come. Are you? I am expecting provision. Are you? What's our expectation? I'm so assured in who the Lord is. And the areas that I'm not, I'm going to press in and make sure that I get there. Amen.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.